This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 245, the Three Keys Paraphrase Challenge and how it will jump your IELTS score. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, find out about a new word challenge that we're doing with Three Keys students and get more than 15 synonyms for work. Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
Hey, Lindsay. I am enjoying like 85 degree weather here.
Oh my gosh. I'm jealous.
It's crazy. I mean, we had months of just cold rain, and then out of nowhere, we're having 2 days, yesterday and today, where highs are in the 80s. And it's nuts.
That's incredible. It's just the opposite here. It's cold and rainy, and oh God, I would really like to have that weather. I would like to be in Portland now.
It's lovely. It is beautiful. All the cherry blossom trees are blossoming and all the tulips are out. Portland is a big tulip city. There's tulips everywhere. It's just gorgeous. I mean, run that Ozzy and I had this morning was just, it's so pretty.
Oh, so cool. Wow. Well, I think it's coming to us pretty soon. It's just that it's coming slowly. Spring is coming slowly this year.
I guess it's still on my side of the country. So it'll take a couple weeks just to move over to your coast.
Exactly. Okay.
So recently we talked about a new feature in our Facebook group, the closed Facebook group. It's only for students in our course, but we wanted to share this with you guys today, some of the responses, because it was so fun. It was so awesome. So every Tuesday, we do a paraphrase challenge, and I post a word or phrase that is very likely to come up on the speaking or writing exam. So the first ever paraphrase challenge, I thought I would just make it super simple and something very likely to come up on the exam.
Yeah.
Just the word work. That's it. Yeah. That's all that I posted. And then I just let students run with it.
Yeah.
And they did. I think there's like 20 comments here. So the first was job or employment. So that's good.
Okay.
The second one I really like, she said grind.
Yeah. That's so native, right? The old grind is what we used to call like work. You know, my dad used to always say that.
The daily grind.
The daily grind. Back to the old grind.
Or back to the grindstone. Wait, is that something?
I don't. Nose to the grindstone. Oh yeah, put your nose to the grindstone. We do have that actually.
Okay. Grindstone. That didn't sound right to me for some reason. So the daily grind. If you guys are describing your studies or your work, and again, 50% chance of this of you being asked about this in the speaking test, and the topic of, you know, employment and work comes up often in writing task 2 as well. And writing task 1, sometimes there are graphs about employment numbers and stuff like this. So this is really useful to know about. So if you are talking about this topic, you could say the daily grind, like, I'm getting sort of tired of the daily grind. I wake up every day at 6 a.m., do my homework, go to school for 6 hours, finish school, go to the gym, make dinner, do more homework, go to bed. And that's what I do every day. And I'm sick of the daily grind.
Yeah, I love that. It's just so native. It's so, I feel like this word would definitely boost your vocabulary score, you know?
For sure. Definitely. Yeah. And that's the thing with so many comments and synonyms and paraphrases and very specific takes on this idea, because work is very general, right? So some of this vocab is really specific. Mm-hmm. This is exactly how you get a 7 or higher for vocabulary, because the examiner needs to hear paraphrases, but also interesting idiomatic language in order to even consider a 7 or higher. So
yeah,
that's why this is so useful.
I love this idea. This is kind of like crowdfunding our vocabulary.
Crowdsourcing.
Crowdforcing, is that the phrase?
Crowdsourcing.
Oh, sourcing. Yeah, we're crowdsourcing our seven or higher vocabulary. I think it's so cool.
Yeah, that's so awesome. And then we have occupation, which is good. And then labor. So I like this. There's I like this because I think it's common to use as a noun, but using it as a verb is not as common. Like to labor to do something, right? Mm. Laboring to finish this class, laboring to get the IELTS score I need. So this is a direct synonym for work, but it is uncommon. Therefore, it's interesting. And that's, you know, getting you that high vocab score.
Yeah, I like that. And next we had duty. We also had role and designation. We have a bunch of suggestions.
Designation. Yeah. How would we use that in work? I guess, you know, I wouldn't use it as that noun. I would use it as a passive verb. Like I am designated as manager. Like somebody has given me this work title. I think that's really the only use for that.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel very natural making that just a noun, just using that as an everyday noun. Yeah, I would avoid it that way. Yeah.
And then we have activity and task. And I like that because that's taking work as the verb, right? What are you doing? What are you working for right now? So I'm doing this activity. I have many various responsibilities and challenging tasks to do in my job or at school. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we had charge, which is interesting.
The
example is that he said he was charged with taking care of the premises.
Love it. It's very formal. But if you are talking about your job in part one, you could use this because it's appropriate, right? Even though this is a formal word, but, you could definitely use it in writing task two and speaking part three as well. To be charged with something is to be given the responsibility of something.
Yeah. We also say to be in charge of something, which is not as formal. Yeah, it's not as formal, but it's another just kind of everyday word, everyday expression.
That's true. It is way more common. Yeah. Like at work, I'm in charge of mopping the floors and taking out the trash.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm glad I'm not charged with that. But I'm so in charge of blah, blah, blah. Or you could say I am charged with blah, blah, blah. So those are synonymous, but charged with is a slightly more formal phrasal verb than saying in charge of. So different.
When you have the peace of mind that you are preparing for IELTS in a clear strategy system with a step-by-step plan that actually works, then you can know that you are on the track to your life vision. To get there, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and become a member of the Three Keys IELTS Success System today. See you there. And I just want to say, I hope that our listeners are breaking out their pens and paper and writing these down, because guys, we are doing this every week in the Facebook group just for students. We're not going to announce these every week on the podcast. Today is just a special episode, but you can grab what you can get from today. And if you want to get these every single week, you can get into our course at allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay. So let's keep going, Jessica.
Okay. So the next one, service or assignment. That's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
I like using service to describe the service industry. And that's something that does come up on the exam. The service industry is, like restaurants, hotels, anytime you have people like serving you. Yeah. Right? Like in restaurants and hotels. So describing that whole field as the service industry, that's very native speakery. That's not something most students know.
Yeah, I like that. And assignment was the other that student added.
Mm-hmm. That's more, I don't know. Would you use that for work?
Well, I think the student may be thinking of it in terms of like an academic, like academic work. Maybe the student is like a graduate student or I don't know. Well, who knows? But
the next one is nice. The next one really, he put some thought into this. He said, it depends on the type and its quote unquote hardness, or I guess difficulty would be better. So it could be labor, like we said before, manual labor, which is good, or toil.
Toil.
Yeah. So manual labor is, of course, manual means hands, right? So you're mm-hmm. working with your hands. You're doing something with your hands. And we usually think of manual labor as more difficult stuff like construction, you know, building things with your hands. So that is more difficult. And then toil. Toil is a fantastic vocabulary word. Just
it's a really
to describe
good word.
Just it calls to mind the grind, right? Just really working away at something and sweating and just, oh, it's difficult.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, that's something that I don't hear every day, but that would definitely, I would think that that would really push your score up because it is something we don't hear every day, but we know it's very natural and it sounds quite educated.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I would say this. I love this word. It's just, it's fun to say as well. Toil.
Toil. It's just I toiled like, with this.
It's kind of bouncy. It's a bouncy sounding word. Toil. It doesn't mean anything bouncy. It's like really like dark, like working in the coal mines or something.
Yeah. Yeah. tough labor.
Mm-hmm. And then we have the workforce. That's a good synonym instead of like employees or people who are working right now. This word actually comes up in writing task one a lot, the word workforce.
Yeah. So people who are employed mm-hmm. or working.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then we have run. I like this. So you could like run, like he says, you could run a software application. Mm-hmm. But you could also like run a project, which is the same as be in charge of something.
So again, it really depends on the question that we get using the word work and which direction we're going in, of course.
Yeah.
With this word.
So many good responses.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I also like effort. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Industry, performance. Performance is good. And then we had someone who posted a bunch. He just had a cool brainstorm. He said, idle, jobless. So those would be antonyms, right? Assignment, procedure, presentation, overtime, compensation. Compensation is great. That's your salary or the money you get for your work. Description. Not sure about that one. Internal and policy. And these are all just, this is a great brainstorm for just related words to the topic.
Yeah, related words, right? They don't all directly mean work, but they're around. They're like in your tree, your word tree that we had talked about.
Yeah. Oh, that was an early episode talking about building a word tree.
That was a good episode, too. We'll have to see if we can pull that up and put that in the show notes for this episode, if we can.
Or
just come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, guys, and type in word tree and see what comes up. Type in vocabulary. We've done a lot of good episodes on vocabulary, how to come up with vocabulary, and, you know, how to deepen that.
So get that 7. Many.
Yeah.
And I've done so many super popular episodes on our YouTube channel about vocab. These are always the ones that get the most hits. That's why I keep trying to do more of these for you guys because I see how popular they are. If you go to YouTube, look up IELTS Energy TV. There are tons of videos there already. And there are 2 new videos every week.
Awesome. Awesome. Very cool. So again, I like this new feature in our course. This is just another thing that we're doing for you guys because we see that it's what you need. And so we're giving it to you. And again, you need to be in our course to access this weekly little, this isn't a competition. We could make it a competition though at some point if we wanted to.
That would be fun. Yeah.
We can do that with another language point on the test. But anyways, to access this, you do need to be in our course. So to get into the course again, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and let's sign off with that, Jessica.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.